For CRI News, this is Bob Jones. China is stepping up financial support for major projects which are part of its Made in China 2025 strategy. The strategy is a blueprint for upgrading the country's manufacturing sector. Officials say sectors that boost manufacturing innovation, including the Internet of Things, smart appliances and high-end consumer electronics, are the major priority for funding. The total fund is said to exceed 10 billion yuan or 1.5 billion US dollars. The Ministry of Industry and Information Technology will also cooperate with the China Development Bank to provide financial services, including loans, bonds, leasing to support major projects, with an estimated 300 billion yuan of financing in place in the 2016-2020 period. The Made in China 2025 strategy, a roadmap released by the State Council in 2015 to guide the country's advanced industrial manufacturing, has seen steady progress in industrial capability, smart manufacturing, innovation, as well as product quality and branding. China has launched a pilot program to ensure every criminal defendant has access to a defense lawyer for their trial. An official document stipulates that if a defendant has not retained a lawyer themselves, the court should inform legal assistance agencies to appoint a defense counsel for the defendant. At present, a defense lawyer is only mandatory for juveniles and defendants with certain physical or mental disabilities, or in cases where the defendants face life imprisonment or death penalty sentences. According to the document, if the appellate court finds that a defendant has not been allocated a defense lawyer due to the court's failure to correctly inform legal assistance agencies, the original ruling should be revoked and the case should be sent back for a retrial. The document also guarantees financial assistance for the services. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to terminate the North American Free Trade Agreement as the fourth round of talks kicked off in the U.S. state of Virginia. Trump was speaking in advance of a bilateral meeting with visiting Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. The U.S. president also indicated that he may consider separate deals with Canada and Mexico if NAFTA does not work out. However, trade experts have argued that the costs of breaking up the trilateral trade agreement would be very high for all three economies, as North American integration has been progressing well for over 25 years. Polls suggest South Korean President Moon Jae-in's approval rating has modestly risen for 2 weeks in a row. According to the RealMeter survey, support for Moon edged up 0.8 percentage points over the week to 68.5% this week. It is the second straight week of increase at a modest pace, ending the previous downward trend caused by the rising geopolitical risks on the Korean Peninsula. A passenger plane has managed to land safely in Xiamen City after its undercarriage failed and then began working again. The Boeing 757 belonging to Kazakhstan's Air Astana successfully landed at Xiamen Gaoqi International Airport. Earlier, the plane had circled for 3 hours to use up fuel after it reported a landing gear failure in a test flight following repairs in the city. Nearly half the flights at the airport were delayed. Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, has delivered her first policy address since taking office on July the 1st. As part of her speech, Lam says her administration plans to put a priority on economics, housing, individuals' livelihoods, and the development of innovation and technology. She's also suggested Hong Kong align its priorities with the mainland's Belt and Road Initiative to help develop the Guangdong-Hong Kong-Macau Greater Bay Area. Hong Kong's economy expanded by 4% year-on-year through the first half. Lam is suggesting more can be done to diversify the city's economy to try to maintain the momentum. Officials say 5 militants, including a key Taliban commander, have been killed in a military operation in northern Afghanistan. The authorities say security forces aircraft targeted militant hideouts in the province of Saripul on Thursday. The target area has been the scene of brutal fighting over the past few months, and militants have killed more than 30 civilians, forcing hundreds to leave their homes. Taliban militants are yet to make any statement about the airstrike. 16 people have died as a result of a prison riot in northern Mexico. At least 54 people are being investigated for their part in the fighting, which took place over an 8-hour period. An official report says the riot started after 3 guards were taken prisoner and led to the roof of a dorm by prisoners who threatened to throw the guards off the roof. The state police then entered the prison and used lethal force to end the fighting. Prisoners had set fires in several areas inside the prison. For CRI News, this is Bob Jones.